life gets messy. Spills, stains, and kid chaos. But with Anabe, cleaning up is easy. Our sofas are fully machine washable, inside and out, so you never have to stress about messes again. Made with liquid and stain-resistant fabrics, that means fewer stains and more peace of mind. Designed for real life, our sofas feature changeable fabric covers, allowing you to refresh your style anytime. Need flexibility? Our modular design lets you rearrange your sofa effortlessly. Perfect for cozy apartments or spacious homes. Plus, they're earth-friendly and built to last. That's why over 200,000 happy customers have made the switch. Get early access to Black Friday pricing right now. Sofas start at just $699. Visit washablesofas.com now and bring home a sofa made for life. That's washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with my colleague and friend Gordon Chang at Gordon G. Chang. We welcome the author of The Beaver and the Dragon, Charles Burton from Ottawa, to comment on a global phenomenon about China's internet. You will remember the Great Wall of China. However, the Great Wall of China is well inarticulate. This is a very focused ambition by the so-called censors, that would be the masters of China, about how you conduct your business on the internet. Charles, a very good day to you. The report in CNN says pessimists are now a target. What constitutes being a pessimist? Mention that you couldn't make the weekly budget stretch enough to feed your children. Is that pessimism? Good evening to you.
Good evening. Well, I think pessimism is anything that questions the state. So if you were unhappy because you paid a lot of money for an apartment that's never going to be built, or if you went through competitive entry into university and got a degree and you can't find any suitable job, that's pessimism. And there is a significant fraction of Chinese youth who are clearly just discouraged by society. The values of the regime of Xi Jinping and the values of ordinary people are at such odds. And the fact that the government is always, as they used to put it in the masthead of the People's Daily, great, glorious, and correct. And so they won't address the actual problems that exist in society of the failure of the economy and the consequences of that, or the systemic unfairness due to society favoring people connected to the Chinese Communist Party and not giving a fair shake to those who aren't. So it's certainly something that threatens the regime. The problem is that when you censor pessimism or any kind of criticism, then you're going to get a situation of false reporting and the regime not fully appreciating exactly how bad things are for people and how discontented they are. You know, in the early days of the regime, there were only two acceptable cultural modes, and that was revolutionary romanticism, where everything about the regime is beautiful, those pictures of children and flowers surrounding the leaders, or socialist realism, where anything that's not the Chinese Communist Party is terrible, including any foreign countries. And I think there's some return to this. That being said, the idea of having a two-month campaign on negativity is pretty consistent with Chinese communist cultural methodology. For many, many years, on every March was courtesy month to counter the fact that under the state economy, store clerks anybody had no need to be friendly or courteous to people. Those campaigns only engender more cynicism, and any campaign that they announce to counter negativity will only enhance people's feelings of negativity towards the regime and the leadership. That's my interpretation anyway.
Gordon, you have a comment or a question for Charles?
Charles, pessimism is telling the truth, isn't it? The
yes.
problem right now for the regime is that the facts do not put them in a very good light, especially because their decisions have been accelerating the things that have made people's lives hard.
Yes, I think absolutely. I think that's the problem, is that people know that there are serious issues in society and the regime refuses to acknowledge them, suggesting that everything is just fine and everybody's happy. And that would include the propaganda on ethnic issues where, you know, people who are of different ethnicities have very valid concerns about the Chinese Communist Party, but the party ignores these and pretends that these things simply don't exist and that everybody is content, supportive of the leadership of Xi Jinping. And so all the propaganda reflects this. And then you have this subcurrent of social media, where people try to send messages through various, you know, censored means to try and get messages through. And like whack-a-mole, the government tries to suppress them. It's similar to when they would talk about the June 4th massacre in terms of events that happened
May 35,
you know, this sort of stuff penetrates for a while, and then when it's suppressed, it causes a further discontentment. So really, I don't think anybody in China is supportive of Xi Jinping as a great and charismatic leader, but woe beguide anybody who suggests otherwise.
The theory in the past is when you get to only regime news on the radio or the television or the newspaper, you have no news. So where do the Chinese people seek their news that they can trust? Is there one place they go or variety, Charles?
Well, I mean, certainly, you know, there are these internet commentators, and it is possible to get some truth from people speaking in Chinese across in other countries via VPNs, virtual private networks. But these don't reach a lot of people. I think most of the discouragement occurs in private, in people's around people's kitchen tables, you know, the families of people who are in the Chinese Communist Party extrajudicial incarceration facilities to confess fiscal fraud. You know, you've got a lot of people who are very unhappy about how the regime has been treating their family and friends. They can't articulate it in any way except via private means and whisper campaigns. And that, you know, that is a problem for the regime, because I don't know the extent to which Xi Jinping and his coterie of friends are really aware of the degree of discontent with his leadership that exists at the lower levels. But from my contacts with Chinese people, the discontent with him is profound, to say the least. And it wasn't helped by him declaring himself emperor for life. At least if he only had another limited period term, there'd be some hope that he'd be gone and they might get something better next time.
Gordon, you have a question.
Charles, just picking up on that point, when you don't have news, you have rumors. And rumors just run through China now very fast because of enhanced communications. It seems to me it's more dangerous for the regime to censor, but that's been their attitude all along. How do they deal with rumors?
Well, I think certainly they arrest people that they find who are giving out rumors. I think that's quite a common process. And you remember the Me Too activists who, you know, by any normal standard, women who are complaining about being sexually harassed by their Chinese communist superiors should receive social sympathy and a good hearing. And in fact, the activists for the Me Too movement all ended up in prison. And so it is a tragedy that the government is not prepared to face the realities of society and give people some hope that the government may be addressing them and attempting to bring about some degree of justice for those who are being wronged by the policies, the side effects of the policies of the Chinese Communist Party.
What does this tell us about the most recent plenum? Anything, Charles, that they're shutting their ears to dissent, which is a guaranteed way that you cannot solve your problems if you don't listen to what's wrong. So is this the fourth plenum learning or not learning anything to do with it, or was it always coming?
Well, I think certainly people would have noticed a lot of empty seats and the numbers of delegates being considerably lower than a full cohort of those who should be eligible to participate in a plenum of the Chinese Communist Party, which suggests that there have been a lot of purges and discontent. But it used to be in an earlier period that they did have a section in their reports where they acknowledged that there were shortcomings and made commitments to try and address them. That section didn't exist, as far as I know, in the latest plenum report. So not that people, I mean, I think people are pretty much inured. And I think aside from people like me and Gordon, who pay attention to Xi Jinping's speeches, most people are cynical and not expecting the party to say anything that will give them some sense that the party is genuinely concerned about the welfare of ordinary citizens in China.
Charles Burton is the author of the new book, The Beaver and the Dragon, the story of Canada's struggles with China. Its present-day negotiations with China are determined by the history of these two nations. Canada has much that China desires, such as canola seeds, energy, and consumer market. The Beaver and the Dragon, highly recommended. I look forward to talking to Charles about it at length in future. Gordon Chang at Gordon G. Chang.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
At the beginning of a busy morning with school drop-offs and commuting looming large, it could feel like you'll drive halfway across Ohio. For fuel rewards members at Shell, that running around translates into savings at the pump. Earn rewards on fuel, snacks, dining out, and more. Earn 10 cents per gallon off when you reach platinum status with opportunities to stack rewards for even more savings. Visit fuelrewards.com/join25 and sign up today. At participating merchants and Shell locations, limit 20 gallons. Restrictions apply. Visit fuelrewards.com for more information.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
Love the night? Reach for Zin After Dark, a limited cocktail-inspired series for those who get up when the sun goes down. Try Zin's Mojito, Spiced Cider, and Espresso Martini nicotine pouches. Find them at select retailers, available while supplies last. Zin After Dark. Bring on the night. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.